Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, universe. This is MJ Ricadia, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood. Well, we're still celebrating our season 11. This is one of the finale episodes. And guess what? We do have a special guest live. We're currently right now in somewhere in New York.
West Village.
And, well, she's done a lot. She used to host for the Filipino channel. She's done commercial with Pharrell Williams. You name it. She's all over the place. And she is ready to take over. Yeah. Yes. You heard that right. She's going to do big things next year. It's a new beginning of this. She's happened to be a friend of mine. And her name is Jaja?
Yes.
How do you say her last name?
Bolivar.
Bolivar. That's it. It rings a bell.
Like Simon Bolivar.
Yes.
Jaja.
Yes,
Bolivar.
Yes. How you doing, Jaja?
Hi, I'm well. Hello, MJ. Welcome to Nueva York.
Yeah, I know. It took me about an hour to get here to see you. And
thank you for coming.
Yeah, and you just came from a yoga.
I did, yeah. I just came from hot yoga.
Yes, you know, it's been a while, but we get to connect. You know, I heard you travel a lot. That's what you do for living as well.
Professionally, I am a flight attendant. Mm-hmm. So I travel a lot, yes.
I know, your other profession, you're like an artist.
Yes, I'm also an actress, yes. Comedian.
Yeah, let's go back to the memory lane. I know you hosted the Filipino channel. Talk about that experience.
Oh, the Filipino channel. Okay, so I was living in the Bay Area. I was living in San Francisco, and I was one of the original hosts for Adobo Nation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lifestyle TV show in the Bay Area. It was great.
I kind of saw a clip before coming here.
It was an amazing experience.
Yeah, how was it like? I know you interviewed Jokoy. Now he's very big.
Yes, I interviewed Jokoy. And you know what's funny?
Hilarious.
Yeah, so you know what's funny? I interviewed Jokoy. That was, I think I was a host. I was a host there 2008 to 2009, right? And I interviewed Jokoy in one of the episodes. And then fast forward to, I think, last year, he was in first class, and I was the flight leader. And I greeted him. I said, "Hey, Jokoy." And he remembered me. And
wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was awesome. And he was on his way to the Bay Area for the Filipino American event.
But
he was hosting that event.
He's doing
Netflix. Huge. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
I watched this Netflix show. That's one of the things that I found out. And then also, how is it like working with Pharrell Williams?
Oh, Pharrell Williams. Oh my God. It was a great experience being on the set of that project. They were very supportive. Like, I don't know. He's just very grounded. He wasn't intimidating at all. But of course, I mean, he's Pharrell Williams, right?
Yeah, he's so the other half of the Neptunes, which is the other guy. He's like Filipino-American's Chad Hugo.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you know, he's a Grammy Award-winning producer and artist.
Yes, of course.
And then also, you've done so many modeling gigs here in the U.S. Tell me about that experience.
Yeah, when I was in LA, I did some modeling for certain brands, like independent labels. Mm-hmm. So I did like spring, summer editorials for.
Did you do H&M?
H&M, yes. So there was. So that was fashion against AIDS. It was a little Coachella segment that they did.
Yeah, I saw that. It's kind of cool.
It's really cool. Echo and Air, it's an independent label in LA. And I also did, like, for the website of Morphew Concept, they're a luxury vintage company here in New York. So yeah, every now and then I would do some projects like that.
What I heard just now, that you work with Elaine Ooi. Talk about that experience.
Oh, Elaine, yeah. That was when I was still living in Los Angeles. So I booked an industrial. It's like a corporate video. And I had a speaking role. And basically I was playing like a Filipino wife.
Mm-hmm.
And Elaine was my husband. And we did this video for this for this company, and I didn't even know that that was a SAG project.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was non-union, and I was just starting out, so I didn't have
much clue about. In our last episode, we had him. He's doing the Marvel's Hellstrom.
I know. He's doing big things, and he's gonna be launching.
Are you gonna do big things next year?
Of course, that's the plan. You can feel it.
Yeah,
me too.
I can feel it. I mean, it's, you know, everything happens for a reason.
I know.
I know we've been talking about
you being here in New York is a good sign. It's great energy. I'm receiving it fully, and I'm very thankful for your presence.
Yeah, I know we've met in a couple of events, red carpet events in Los Angeles with Charmaine Joie, the designer. That was really cool.
That was great. That's how we met.
Yes.
Right? Like a fashion event in LA.
Yeah, even though we don't really talk much, we have this connection, artist connection.
I know.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You've been inviting me to for this blog talk.
Yeah. It's I'm going 6 years.
Congratulations. Oh my goodness.
So I remember it to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hollywood, right. Remember we were just talking about this when we first met. You're like I wanted to launch. You told me you wanted to launch your own blog and now podcast.
Yeah.
And now look at you 6 years later. My goodness.
Yes, I'm so...
here we are.
Yeah. Dreams do come true. And we had Steve Harvey in the show. We got a lot of people from Hollywood.
Amazing. Wow.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Brillante Mendoza, you said recently. Elaine Uy.
Yes, definitely.
Wow.
Catriona Gray.
So proud of you.
Yeah, I had Catriona Gray in the show. So
congrats.
It's amazing. And I know you're going to do a great thing. So if given a chance to do audition for... kind of indie, I know we're into indie now. Mm-hmm. Indie films is huge. So what role would you like to play and why?
To play? I just want to play something that is meaningful, you know, something that I could inhabit and bring to life. So I mean, hopefully I could play lead roles, but I obviously would be happy to play supporting roles as well. Just any kind of, it depends on the story. If it's an interesting story and character, I would love to be a part of that.
Definitely. Awesome. Oh, you get a big year ahead of you. And so, well, I know you do yoga. What else do you do here in the city?
Oh my goodness, yeah, so when I'm not flying, when I'm not traveling, I go to hot yoga studio. I also swim. I recently did Muay Thai, trying to learn Muay Thai.
Oh boy.
I have a Cali teacher, Eskrima teacher in LA, who just recently connected with me, and they're like, okay, let's try to learn Eskrima again. So
that's pretty cool.
I really want to do maybe like a few martial arts. And what else? I'm trying to learn Spanish.
Cool.
Dancing. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I dance a lot. I dance a lot.
Commercial. Yeah, I kind of...
For fun.
Yeah, for fun. But anyway, it's so exciting. And I'm glad that this interview, you could connect more with your... audience. I know a lot of people are excited for you, for your career. I know, do you miss hosting for the Filipino community?
Do I miss hosting?
I know you started with What's Up.
Yes, I do. I mean, I'm doing a lot of things right now. Like, I've been going to class, like acting classes, improv classes. I finished level 4 improv at the Upright Citizens Brigade. I've been taking
pretty
classes
cool.
in Manhattan, and this year I'm definitely going to be taking classes, a lot of classes again, constantly. So I'm really busy, honestly. And I'm a performer. I always miss, you know. But I do have my own web series that I've created produced with my husband. It's called The Breakiator.
The Breakiator.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So,
interesting. What is it about?
So
it
we like have two episodes now. The first episode we shot in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. And it was Independence Day because I... Yes. Oh, thank you. Zebra.
Yeah. We're currently here at the restaurant and we're going to have a ramen. Oh, arigatou gozaimasu. It looks... Well, when we're having an interview, we're actually going to eat some ramen. And so, yeah, I'll talk about more about that.
So our first episode, we shot in Brooklyn. It was Independence Day. It was 4th of July.
Okay.
And and then for a second episode, we went to London and we covered the anti-Trump protests at Trafalgar Square. And third episode is going to be, we're editing it right now.
Cool.
It's going to be, we went to Subic and I interviewed some Aitas.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Cannot wait. So invite everyone.
Yes. So yeah,
what's
please.
Your channel?
So check out my YouTube channel. It's called The Brachiator. Brachiator. And please subscribe to the channel.
Also, you have social media.
I do. So I have Instagram at Jaja Bolivar Instagram, and Facebook as well, Jaja Bolivar.
Awesome.
My website. It's all on my website anyway.
JajaBolivar.com.
.com.
That's awesome.
Yeah. The Brachiator. So yeah, if you can subscribe to the channel, like the Facebook, watch the episodes. Hopefully it's entertaining and you learn a thing or two about what's going on in
the
world.
Okay, so before we end this awesome interview, give me three words about Jaja. Describe yourself in three words.
Wow. She is three words. Okay, wow. Okay. She is three words, just three words.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready for the big time.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's not three words, but it's four words. But
yes, that's awesome.
I'm ready. I'm ready, baby.
Yes, she's ready.
Let's do it.
Yes. Well, that's awesome. Thank you for really giving me this opportunity to reconnect with your audience, not only here in Blog Talk Hollywood, also reconnect with your fans there in Asia, particularly in the Philippines. So, guys, this is a special episode for Season 11, one of the Season 11 finale of Blog Talk with MJ Ricardio. So, we're going to have another episode before the year ends. And wishing you guys a happy new year. This is MJ Ricardio, and you are listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.
Hi, this is Jaja Bolivar, and you're listening to Blog Talk Hollywood.